Miranda here with Erica Labodi. Erica is currently pursuing a certification in
personal training.
So can you state your full name, your age, your major, and your job title or career interests?
Yeah, so my name's Erica Labodi and I am 25 years old. I currently go to ASU in downtown Phoenix, pursuing my bachelor degree in exercise and wellness. I currently work as a fitness counselor at Wells Fargo, working at their corporate wellness gym. And yeah, I'm currently group certified.
Okay, Erica, can you tell us a little bit about what you do to pursue your professional work?
Yeah, so like I said, right now I'm working as a fitness counselor, and that is working at the Corporate Wellness Center for Wells Fargo, which I originally wanted to get into because when I graduate, there's a possibility that's an area of the field that I really want to get into. And right now I'm a fitness counselor, which means that I'm really just helping those who come into the gym get the best out of their workout. I'm there to answer questions that they have and assist them on proper form and technique. We also really try to create a fitness community because these are all people that work with each other. So we try to keep it fun and create games, competitions, and educate them about something new every month.
Awesome. And now just a little bit as a student, do you see a trend through ASU promoting a healthy lifestyle for students, something that you would see like in your professional life in corporate wellness?
Do I see them promoting a healthy lifestyle? I wouldn't say when I walk around campus that it's very obvious that there's a healthy lifestyle being promoted. However, we do have a lot of resources that are available to us at ASU that definitely promote health. We have a fitness center available for all students. Free, so they don't have, that's included in their
tuition,
and they also have access to nutritionists, dietitians,
health services and whatnot.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Okay. All right, so these services are available to all students and they are included in our tuition. But obviously not all students utilize these services. If you could like pinpoint why you think these students don't utilize this, like what would your opinion be on it?
The first thing that comes to mind is that many students probably aren't even aware that they're available to us. There's a lot of resources that are available to students and those go overlooked all the time. I don't think unless a student is in search of those resources, they're not very easy to find. So they're not being advertised or promoted or really put into our faces every day. So it's hard to think that we have them available when they're not really promoted on a day-to-day basis. Another reason could be that students are very busy and the hours might, for the fitness center at least, might not work with their schedule. I know a lot of students don't live on campus, so the fitness center might not be easily for them to get to.
Mm-hmm.
And I also know that many students, if they're not familiar with a fitness center or a gym, it can be very intimidating to go in there and possibly, you know, feel like you're being judged by your peers and people you're going to school with.
Definitely. In your personal opinion, why do you think it's important for students, especially in the student age range of like 18 to 24, to engage in a healthy lifestyle?
I think ages 18 through 24, the first thing that comes to mind is that we're all learning to manage stress. And I think at this age, it's really important to learn how to manage our stress in a healthy way and create healthy behaviors, learn to use our resources, and really be knowledgeable of our resources. Knowing that we have people that surround us as students who are there to help us achieve our health goals, as well as like our academic and career goals. But most importantly, managing stress is a big one, because we are all dealing with different stress and we are all managing it differently. Some of us may be drinking a lot of alcohol, smoking, Netflixing, talking on our phones all the time. All of those are different ways that we manage our stress, and it's important that we learn to have those healthy behaviors and manage our stress in a healthy way. So when we're feeling stressed, what do? Right now, that'll determine what we do when we graduate and move to our careers.
Awesome.